Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brutally Honest Podcast. I'm Puff.
Scalzo.
We're going to start the show off with a new segment with me, Scalzo, and Dimmick will give his input. It's called Stars of the Week. I'm going to start it off. Now, originally my Star of the Week was Patrick Reed for winning the Masters, but I've changed it now to Tristan Thompson for cheating on his second pregnant girlfriend in a row. Khloe Kardashian, 9 months pregnant, about to pop. She's having the baby in Cleveland for Tristan Thompson. And what does he go and do? Cheats with an IG model, right? So that's how the day starts for him. So it's not looking too good. He's bringing her home to the hotel. Then what does TMZ leak? A video from around October 2017 of two girls on Tristan Thompson motorboating their titties, making out with them, and them grabbing his crotch. So, he is my star of the week for that one. Scouts, who do you got this week?
Let Dimmick go first. Dimmick's first.
All right, Dimmick, who you got this week for star of the week?
I got Robert Griffin III.
Ooh, signing with the Ravens this week.
Signed with the Ravens, and we're going to see how he does this year. You know, he's been fighting the injury bug, and we're going to see if he can finally make a career.
I like it. I like it.
RG knee.
All right, Scouts, who do you got for Star of the Week?
Conor fucking Notorious McGregor.
I like it. I like it.
He went Stone Cold Steve Austin on them this past week.
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, but in real life.
Glass shatter and everything. Amazing. I was all about it.
I was also all about it. I loved every minute of it.
I
feel bad for the other fighters.
Yeah.
Wish they didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
But that was fucking fantastic television.
I feel bad for that guy that supposedly might not be able to see.
I don't know if he's not able to see. He just heard it. You know what I mean? He got it out of his eye. I'm sure. I haven't heard any reports since. I think he's fine. He just couldn't fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His eye was in no condition to fight. Connor's gonna get sued heavily.
Yeah.
Everything will work out in the end. But now that we're on the topic of Connor, so UFC 223 just happened. Khabib is the new light heavyweight champion of the world.
Not light heavyweight, bud.
Lightweight champion of the world, of course. I knew I was going to fuck up at least once the show. Lightweight champion of the world. Even though, I mean, I don't really know who the lightweight champion of the world is because it just, you know, Conor should have got to defend it, even though it did take him 2 years.
Trades hands more than Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Jesus Christ. Rose defeated Joanna in a close fight. Could have went either way. But, I mean, Joanna outstriked her the whole fight, but Rose put on a show. Again.
Thug Rose.
So Thug Rose is the undisputed champion.
Told you.
This Khabib win sets up a title fight with McGregor in September.
He's fighting Floyd.
Possibly. But exactly. Everyone thinks he's fighting Floyd.
He's not fighting Floyd.
But before we get to the point of the topic of him fighting Floyd, I just want to get it out there in the air. I said this on the Puff of Elliot show earlier today. The incident with Connor throwing that shit at the bus was not to get Floyd's attention, was not to entice a fight with Floyd Mayweather. It was because Khabib slapped Artem in the face at the hotel the day before, so Connor flew out to go and fuck up Khabib. And Khabib was on the bus, so Connor did what he did and sent a message. Don't fuck with my boys. That's what that was about. It wasn't about Floyd Mayweather. Everyone who thinks it was about Floyd Mayweather is an idiot. Just a complete idiot.
Yeah.
But on that subject, today it was leaked, as I talked about before on the Puff Valley show, Connor and Floyd might be fighting in the UFC under modified rules.
Stupid.
But let me rattle them out for you. No kicks. For some reason, they have no shoes in there. But like, no one's wore shoes in the UFC since
UFC 3.
Yeah, like something ridiculous. Like Vitor Belfort was the last person I noticed who wore shoes, and that was in like the 90s when I was watching UFC's Best Knockouts. So no shoes, whatever. No elbows, knees, kicks, takedowns. You can clinch, But what's the point of the clinch if you can't take down from the position, can't throw knees from the position, can't throw elbows from the position? All you can do is punch. So the clinch is essentially useless.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
So, first off, I don't think Conor would ever agree to that fight if he wasn't allowed to throw kicks.
No.
What's the point of the fight? He can't put his skills on display. Also, another thing that has been really pissing me off about the media is, for some reason, guys who don't know about UFC think that Floyd would have a better chance against Conor in the octagon than Conor had against Floyd in the boxing ring.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Like, now let's say Conor's chance was so small. It was a puncher's chance. So let's say it was 1%, right? Let's say that's what Conor McGregor's chance was to beat Floyd in the boxing ring. That means Floyd's chance of beating Conor in the octagon is 0.1. It is less than 1%. There is no way that man beats Conor in an octagon. First off, the man has brutal hands. It is what it is. He has brutal hands. He's a defensive fighter. He's a point fighter. He's probably the best defensive fighter ever. We can all agree to that.
Yeah.
No one can hit him.
Yeah.
The problem with the UFC gloves is they're 4 ounces, and they don't protect your face like that. You can't be doing that. When Conor swarms on you and you turn his back to him, he can just start throwing hammer fists to the back of your head. It is just ridiculous. I don't get where anyone's coming from when they say that Floyd has a better chance of beating him. Where? In what world? Because it says no takedowns, right? So what if Conor hits him with the shot and Floyd goes down? I'm assuming Conor could get on top of him and start punching him in the face and either tap him out. It says no takedowns. That's not a takedown. That's a knockdown. So I don't know. It really made no sense to me. That fight makes no sense to me whatsoever. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a sham, just like it was a sham when Dana White said that Brock Lesnar was coming back and he re-signed with WWE. Retained his belt.
Yeah, I was going to say he won his belt.
Yeah, won his belt, and he's going to stay in the UFC. I mean, in the WWE. But I was talking about this with Jake earlier today. What is the UFC's business model now? Like, since the Floyd Conor fight, I want to see the best in the world fight. We don't see that anymore.
No.
Like, and every guy thinks that they deserve this money fight, like Conor. Like, Khabib's calling out GSP. You don't get to fight GSP. You show up to a fight once every 2 years. Same thing with Tony Ferguson. You don't get to call out for those money fights. Conor earned those money fights. Khabib is undefeated, yes. But let's get the 155 division back into motion where guys are fighting for the title. That was the problem for the last year and a half. Nobody knew who the fucking champion was. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I feel like the UFC, I don't know, personally to me, once John Jones got hit with another fail.
That was a huge blow. That was a huge blow.
That took a lot of it out for me. I was so hyped for him to return to the sport. And then Conor saw how much money he can make being an entrepreneur and going off and doing other things that he kind of lost interest, it seemed like, for a little bit. But hopefully,
absolutely,
hopefully
totally
this WWE stunt this past weekend sparked something in him to get him back in the octagon, hungry for a belt, because he never defended one.
So never defended one.
I'd love to see him
beat
Khabib's
ass. Keeping
him
from like cementing a legacy is one of the best. Like, he's one of the most popular. I don't know if he's one of the best. He's never defended a title. Matt Hughes said you're not truly a champion until you defend your title. So if you want to take that up with Matt Hughes, Conor McGregor technically isn't a real champion. But I don't know if Conor cares about that anymore.
Nah, Conor still knocks people out with like three
I think
punches.
He's all about the money. If he takes his Floyd fight, he doesn't care about the UFC. It's all about the money. Because, I mean, essentially, he's bigger than the UFC. Let's be honest. He is.
He is. He's become bigger than the UFC.
After that Floyd fight with Conor, he's bigger than the UFC. And what happened last week is what happened when somebody's bigger than what they're a part of.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Staying in the fight game, Anthony Joshua called out Deontay Wilder.
Ooh.
That is the fight everybody wants to see.
Ooh.
That is the boxing fight. That is the fight that will truly bring back boxing.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen like the Klitschko brothers fight Anthony Joshua.
But those two heavyweights, dude, going at it, ready to scrap, that'll be something else, dude. I would love to see those guys fight it out, duke it out for glory. See who the real champ is.
Yeah. I'm all about it, too. I mean, Anthony Joshua is a freak, but I've seen Deontay Wilder fight a couple times, and he's a beast.
Dude, what he did to that one guy was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
That fat guy.
He mollywopped.
That guy didn't belong in the ring with him.
No.
Absolutely not. So, moving on to the world of golf. Masters was last weekend. Was great. Numbers were really up when Tiger was, you know, the main focus.
Tiger's back.
Thursday and Friday. He didn't have a great weekend. He had a good Sunday.
No, it was
all right.
That's what I expected.
Good. Yeah, it was all right.
I hope for a win. What I expected, though.
Patrick Reed, though, shooting, I think it was four. He was either 14 or 15 under at the Masters. Fantastic. Good for him. I loved watching it. It made me realize that I thoroughly enjoy watching golf. Like the big tournaments, I really do like watching
who
it.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Patrick Reed is the Masters champion. That's who the fuck that guy is. They apparently, Nike, he's a Nike athlete. They wouldn't let him wear red. He wore red at the last tournament on Sunday. They wouldn't let him do it this time, so he wore pink.
That's Tiger's color.
That is Tiger's color.
Tiger's black.
So speaking of Tiger, what do you expect from Tiger for the rest of the year?
One major? Yeah.
You're expecting one major or you're hoping for one major?
Expecting one major.
U.S. Open?
Maybe.
He's won it before.
He's just going to come out one major, just blow past everybody, and then he's just going to play average.
I think even if he doesn't win a major, I'm expecting at least one or two tournament wins this year. For him to get back into the swing of things, and then I think the sky's the limit for the guy.
I really do. Well, I mean, he is getting older, though.
He is getting older, but...
The body doesn't hold up like it used to.
Absolutely not, but if he golfs the right amount of tournaments every year, dude...
Yeah,
His body's only going to improve, because I don't think he's 100% yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea either. Dimmick knows the most about the golf game.
Golf game. He does know the most about the golf game. What did you say?
Recently out of it, but very avid in.
He's our golf analyst, yeah. So he better get back in it.
He had a tough time after the Masters weekend. Drank a little too much after that Tiger loss.
Thoroughly depressed.
All right. Anyway,
moving on to the NHL playoffs. The NHL playoffs are set. They begin tomorrow. In the Eastern Conference, the number one seed is Tampa Bay. They will play
the Devils.
The Devils. The wild card. Is that the wild? Yeah, I'm assuming that is
the
wild
card. They're the second wild card team. The Blue Jackets are the first wild
card
team.
So Tampa Bay will play New Jersey. Boston will play Toronto. Washington will play Columbus. And Pittsburgh will play the Flyers. I'm pumped for that series. That series, now the Penguins beat them four times this year, but that series will probably go seven games. It's playoff Penguins Flyers. Typical. So
the Caps here.
So it's Caps here. So we're going to get your bracket right now in the Eastern Conference. So Tampa Bay, New Jersey, who wins that series?
Tampa Bay,
how many games?
Five,
okay.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Give them a guess. Tampa in five, so Tampa moves on. Who you got, Boston or Toronto?
Boston.
Boston moves on at Scouser's bracket. Washington, Columbus.
Washington.
All right, Washington moves on. And Pittsburgh, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
You scuzz. Philadelphia moves on.
Well, let's be realistic. It isn't the Caps' year if the Penguins get out of the first round.
Yeah, that is true.
Because they can't do shit in the second round against the Penguins.
All right, so in your second round, you have Tampa Bay and you said Toronto, right?
Yep.
It's Tampa Bay and Toronto. Who wins that and goes to the Eastern Conference?
Tampa Bay. I said Boston.
Oh, you said Boston?
Yeah.
Okay, Boston, Tampa.
Still Tampa Bay.
All right, Tampa Bay moves on. Washington and Philadelphia. I'm guessing you're going with Washington.
We're going to reverse the Philadelphia pick and go with Pittsburgh, but we're still going with Washington.
So Washington finally beats Pittsburgh in the second round of the playoffs.
It's Obi's year.
Obi's year. So Washington moves on, and they will play Tampa Bay in the Eastern Conference.
Washington.
Washington moves on to Stanley Cup.
Yep.
All right, in the West, Nashville versus Colorado, Winnipeg versus Minnesota, Vegas versus the LA Kings, and Anaheim versus San Jose. Nashville versus Colorado. You got moving on.
Nashville.
Winnipeg and Minnesota.
Winnipeg.
Vegas and the Kings.
I mean, I'd love to see Vegas do it, so let's go with Vegas.
Vegas and then Anaheim and San Jose.
San Jose.
All right, so in your next round, you got Nashville and Winnipeg.
Nashville.
Vegas and San Jose.
Vegas.
All right, so in your Eastern Conference, you got Nashville and the Vegas Golden Knights. Who moves on?
Does the Cinderella story continue?
Does the Cinderella story continue? So
no, Nashville.
So you got Nashville moving on. So Nashville versus the Capitals in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Who you got?
It's coming down to Game 7. Washington.
Ovi scores the OT goal.
Nah, Ovi puts a hat trick on in Game 7 and they win 3-1.
Oh, okay. That's fantasy land. Now let's get to mine. So I got New Jersey coming up with the upset against Tampa Bay in 7 games. And they move on.
I hope, dude. I hope.
And they move on. I got Boston beating Toronto. I got Washington and Pittsburgh into the next round. And as per usual, I got Pittsburgh beating Washington in 7 games. I got Boston beating New Jersey, and it's Pittsburgh and Boston. And that's going to come down to 7 games, too. But, of course, I'm going to give it to Pittsburgh in the Eastern Conference. Moving on to the Stanley Cup. Nashville versus Colorado, I got Nashville.
I swear if this is Nashville versus Pittsburgh again, I'm
Nashville versus
you.
Colorado, I got Nashville. Winnipeg versus Minnesota, I got Winnipeg. I got Minnesota, actually. Vegas versus the LA Kings, I'm going with the LA Kings. And I'm going with Anaheim versus San Jose. Obviously, I'm going with the LA Kings to get to beat Anaheim. I'm going to choose Anaheim in that one. Anaheim moves on to the Western Conference Finals, and Nashville moves on to the Western Conference Finals. And I think that this year it's going to be a repeat. Penguins, Nashville, the Penguins beat them in 6 again. The Pittsburgh Penguins are three-peating the Stanley Cup.
Fantasyland.
Fantasyland, but you better believe. That's all I got to say on the subject.
Fantasyland.
All right, so we're going to get into some basketball now.
Fantasyland.
But hold on. Before we get into the basketball, you know what Fantasyland is? The Washington Capitals beating the Pittsburgh Penguins in the second round of the playoffs. That's what Fantasyland is.
Nope.
Ovechkin being better than Crosby. Fantasyland. Fantasyland.
Okay.
Ovechkin winning a Stanley Cup. Fantasyland.
Okay.
Crosby getting a 4th Stanley Cup, real life. That's real life shit.
He could get 4.
Exactly.
But it ain't this year.
It is this year.
Okay.
Bro. Okay. 3-peat. Right. You better believe. That's the slogan we're going with this year, and the B is a 3.
And you better believe I'm literally going to buy a Sidney Crosby jersey and shit on it if they lose just so I could put it on your doorstep.
I will wash that jersey, and then I will wear it.
I'm literally going to smear the shit all over it.
Okay. And then I'm going to buy an Ovechkin jersey when they lose. I'm going to buy you one of those banners that says second round runner up. Washington and Capitals banners. You can hang it in your room.
That would just be a waste of money.
Yeah, but you could just hang it in your room. Or the New Jersey Devils are straight trash. Buy a flag and put straight trash on it.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, you did burn my Pittsburgh hat, you scuzz. That's why I didn't like you, because you were a fucking dick.
I don't dick ride the Devils, so.
Okay. Oh, I dick ride the Penguins because they're my favorite team. They've been since I'm a little kid.
As Sharif would say, quit dick riding.
Yeah, Sharif said quit dick riding when he was dick riding the shit out of Floyd, dude. Get out of here with that nonsense. All right, moving on to the NBA. The playoffs are not set, but it doesn't matter. We all know who's going to make, we already in our minds know who's going to make the NBA Conference Finals. Who you got? Eastern Conference. Who's making it and moving on to the finals?
Wow. Eastern Conference is trash. Well, it depends. I don't know, dude. I guess the Cavs and Toronto. I just really don't want to see Philly there.
All right, my pick would be Philly and Cleveland, and I got Cleveland beating them in six. So if Toronto plays Cleveland, how many games you got them beating them? Or who you got going?
Cavs in five.
Cavs in five. So we both got Cleveland in the Eastern Conference. Who you got making it out of the West?
Rockets.
Rockets.
Rockets, Blazers, Western Conference Finals, five-game series.
I got Warriors, Rockets. I got the Warriors winning in seven. And the Cavs picking them apart because they're weak. I'm ready to slaughter, and the Cavs win the NBA Finals.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's a totally a biased pick. But who you got in the finals?
Rockets in six.
Rockets in six. All right.
Yeah, no, nah, we'll give LeBron James benefit of the doubt.
Rockets seven. Rockets in seven. I like that one. Moving on to our NBA MVP picks for the year. Scouts, who you got as the MVP this year?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron James is definitely a suitable.
The MVP. LeBron James. Year 15. Numbers he's putting up. MVP.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to argue, except when your name's James Harden.
That is true. Listen, it has to be either one of them. It can't be anybody else.
No.
It'd be an absolute travesty if it was anyone but them.
Yeah. No.
I'm going with LeBron. Who you going with, James Harden?
Nah, I'll give it to LBJ.
LBJ, Dimmick, who you got?
I got James Harden.
James Harden. NBA Rookie of the Year. Who you got?
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell. We'll go with Ben Simmons. I think Ben Simmons is the next big thing in this league, for sure. I think he deserves Rookie of the Year for the performance he's put on this year, getting the Sixers back to the playoffs.
Aren't the Jazz like the fucking four seed in the West?
I don't know. I think they're the fifth or sixth.
No, I'm pretty sure the Jazz are the four seed in the West. They're in like the top seven for power rankings.
Whatever, dude. I mean, they're going to get bounced out in the first round in four games, whoever they play.
I have nothing against Ben Simmons. He's a great player.
Yeah, it's
either got to be him or Donovan Mitchell. I just have... I guess I've seen more of Donovan Mitchell, and I like watching him play. I mean, Ben Simmons is good, but he can't shoot a jump shot.
I feel you. He's going to develop. Well, LeBron didn't have one either. He's going to develop one.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But Donovan Mitchell can hit nasty jump shots.
Absolutely. We're going to transition now into some NFL. Big news out of Ray Lewis's mouth. His dumbass mouth. On Colin Cowherd's show yesterday, I talked about this on my show earlier, but I needed to discuss it with you and get your viewpoint. So on the show, Colin Cowherd basically asked him what's going on with Odell. And Ray Lewis' response, as ever, was stupid, as always.
Something about God.
Yep. He goes, where there's no God, there's chaos. Odell has removed God from his life. Your view?
Yeah, probably, because he's not stupid.
Well, let's take our opinions on the subject aside. Who put Ray Lewis in charge of knowing who has God in their life and who doesn't? Because he sent a man to God? Like, because he sent someone to God, and that makes him God's best friend? I don't know. But Ray Lewis found God after he was allegedly killed someone or involved in killing someone.
Allegedly.
But, like, I don't understand where Ray gets this idea where he knows so much about Odell's life to know whether Odell prays at night or doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, whether Odell is a religious person, I mean, he very well could be. He's just being Odell Beckham. He's a big-headed, flashy wide receiver from the NFL that plays in New York City. What do you expect? Every single great receiver in the NFL was a case head. Randy Moss, Terrell Owens. I mean, Jerry Rice wasn't as much of a head case as they were, but regardless, it's just how they are. They're wired that way.
Ray Lewis, he just grinds my gears so much.
Still the best middle linebacker.
Oh, 100%. I'm not talking about his play. I'm just talking about
his views.
Why is
off
he
the
on
field.
TV?
Yeah.
Like, why is he on TV? Like, when someone wants, as a player's
he's on,
perspective.
Like, Monday night or Sunday night football.
No, I don't think he's with.
Like, he's on, like, the post game show or the pre game show.
He's with.
Like that.
He's with Fox now.
Oh, Fox, man.
That's what I'm seeing. It was on Colin Coward's show.
Oh.
So, like, when someone asks you from a player's standpoint what you think is wrong with the player and your point of view is he's removed God from his life, I don't want you on my show anymore. I would have been like, get out. I would have been like, please go. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Keeping it in the league. You hear the reports out of the Patriots locker room?
No.
Apparently, Gronk had been using that TB12 guy that Tom uses. And Belichick is not too happy about it, of course. Guerrero, Alex Guerrero. And he chastised Gronk in front of the whole team. He's making fun of him and shooting Alex Guerrero. Alex Guerrero is that guru, that TB12 guy. That guy's always massaging Tom Brady. And, like, Tom Brady's personal trainer that was, like, kicked out. Wasn't allowed to travel with the team this year.
Belichick was busting his balls.
Yeah. I think Belichick is getting ready for life after Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I really do. Trading away his best receiver. You got all these problems going on. I think he's trying to seize power back. Trying to take back control of the locker room and the team. Like, dude, Colin Coward had the Patriots.
Well, let's be realistic. I don't think Rob Gronkowski can play unless Tom Brady's his quarterback.
Probably. But what if he dealed Gronk? Gronk wouldn't have a choice.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he deals Gronk. Well, Gronk's only got one more year on his contract, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he's done after this year anyway, personally.
Especially if he gets hurt again. I hope.
Especially
he
if he gets hurt again. I hope he doesn't either.
He's a freak.
But on the topic of the Patriots, like, dude, Colin Coward had them trading up because they got, like, the 21st pick in the draft when they traded Brandon Cooks. He has them somehow trading up to get the number one draft pick from the Browns, and they're going to draft Sam Darnold. That's what he had. Now, that's his fucking mock draft. I don't know if that happens.
No.
I doubt it does. I really do doubt it does. But that'd be some crazy shit, bro. The Patriots somehow get up into the first couple picks and take a quarterback?
No,
they
don't
have to
that,
this draft. They're taking a quarterback just this draft. It's just two. Who are they taking? Are they going to take it with their first pick at the 20-some spot? Are they going to wait till the later rounds like they did with Brady? Who knows what they're going to do?
They're going to go for whoever Bill Belichick says, I want him.
Shit, that my mic was off there. But what I was saying there was my mic was off. I don't know how long it was off for. I think it was when I was talking. The Patriots, Colin Coward had the Patriots going up to the number one pick. And drafting Sam Darnold. Because the Patriots obviously need a quarterback for life after Tom Brady. He's probably got 1 or 2 years left. And if he has 1 or 2 years left, that's a good time to develop a quarterback, especially under Tom Brady's umbrella.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could see them taking a quarterback in the first round. Like Lamar Jackson, if he's there, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I would love to see that with the 21st pick. Because McShay had him fall into this thing to like 25 and getting taken by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I just don't want to see this guy's career go to waste. He's going to be so good if he's given the opportunity.
Yep, I agree.
Well, that about does it for us today on the Brutally Honest Podcast. We'll be back Sunday to discuss this past week in sports. The first playoff hockey games will be started. NBA will be started. We'll give a preview on, you know, the matchups of the actual matchups in the NBA because we just gave our conference finals predictions. You don't know who's going to be playing who yet. Got a pretty good idea of it, though. But we'll be back Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been a Valley Rat Sports Empire production.